Assalamu alaikum, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Muslima Podcast. I'm Asma, your host, and I want to thank you all for listening along so far. For those of you who know me personally, you know I just recently graduated from NYU this past December. Right now, I am working full-time before starting law school in the fall. Living on my own and being in post-grad has really allowed me to reflect on my college experience and realize there are so many things I wish I knew while being an undergrad. For this little solo episode, I've put together a list of tips that people may not tell you or may even be the opposite of what we tend to hear during college. So let's get to it. To start off, my first piece of advice is that you don't need a picture-perfect friend group. Everyone in college is chasing this idea of an amazing friend group that does everything together. This idea was definitely in my head all throughout my college career, and it honestly was constantly disappointing to me that I didn't have the type of friend group that I kept seeing on social media. The reality is, though, these friend groups really don't exist all the time. People move around a lot in college, and you may have different friends from semester to semester or year to year. It's all part of the process. And also, you may have more individual friendships instead of friend groups. You also will have friends from different places, such as friends from your major and then friends that you share hobbies with. College is very spread out, and you can be really happy without the perfect, diverse friend group that we see on every college website and brochure. You will find your ride or dies, I promise you, you will. But something I learned is to enjoy the journey of finding those people too. My second tip is to travel. As Muslim women, I know more than anyone, it can sometimes be hard to convince our families to let us travel, but I cannot recommend it enough. The time you have in undergrad to travel does not come back in grad school or when you're working, so make sure to take advantage of your breaks and leave campus. Whether it's a more local trip or something international, you will get to experience something new and make close friends while you're there. Your travel doesn't have to be through your school. While I was in undergrad, I traveled through NYU, I did it internationally, and then I also traveled through outside programs that were very much more affordable. I was very lucky that I signed up to travel in 2019 because the pandemic came in right after that. But I do have to say, if you're in college right now, definitely make the effort to travel. The third tip that people do not follow in college is that sleep is everything. Your 8 hours, I'm telling you, is more important than anything else. Consistent sleep is so key to your health and success in school. And, you know, pulling on one all-nighter can seem like it's not a big deal, but constantly messing up your sleep schedule has long-term effects, and overall it brings down your focus. During college, I tried really, really hard to consistently get 8 hours, and it kept me from feeling overwhelmed mentally and physically. However, the people around me, my friends, that weren't sleeping consistently started crashing down when it got to final season or midterm season. My next insight is about this word we hear all the time, networking. Something that I've realized in undergrad is that networking is honestly overrated. Instead, you should focus on putting yourself out there and making meaningful connections. In my own personal experience, formal networking can be awkward and it feels like everyone just wants to use each other. Instead, try going to events and just being yourself and making friends without thinking about what they can do for you. Eventually, you'll make a connection with someone who might be able to help advance your career, and they'll be doing it because they actually like you for who you are, not because you complimented them at a networking event. The next piece of advice I have is to really venture outside of your own demographic. The way college is structured, we get together in groups based on our similarities. Especially as Muslims, we go to the MSA, and honestly, we just stop right there. But let me tell you, some of my best and most meaningful friendships have been with people who are different from me, people of different religions, ethnicities, and experiences. Even though it can be hard, put yourself outside of your comfort zone. I promise you will not regret it. Something else I didn't do enough in college is be spontaneous. All throughout undergrad, I was always worried about the future, always planning ahead. But let me tell you, you have plenty of time to do that after graduation. My best memories from college are when I did something at the last minute. Late night food runs with my friends, sneaking into an event we weren't supposed to be at. College is a time when you can make last minute decisions, so definitely take advantage of it. And stay safe. My next piece of advice is don't make your decisions based on other people. So many times in college, we're talking to our friends, and sometimes we're comparing our lives to theirs. Something I wish I had was confidence in knowing what was best for me and being okay with having a different path than other people. In college, people tend to group together, and it's tempting to go with the flow. But at the end of the day, taking your own path and doing your own thing is so admirable, and it makes you more confident and independent when you enter the real world. Another part of college that I would recommend to everyone is to take interesting classes outside of your major. It can be hard to stray away from the familiar classes we're used to and take more courses outside of what's required for us. But some of my favorite professors are from classes that had absolutely nothing to do with my major. One class I took was entirely about Frank Sinatra, an American singer from the 1940s I knew nothing about. The class was so interesting, I got to watch old-timey movies for homework every week, and it ended up being my favorite class that semester. Going into college, you might have gotten conflicting advice about whether or not to get a job while taking classes and when to apply for internships. My advice may be unconventional, but I would say apply for jobs and internships as soon as you can. A job or internship provides experience you can't get in the classroom, and it also teaches you time management and allows you to make new connections. You never know who may need your expertise, so I would recommend putting yourself out there right from the beginning. In fact, my first internship my freshman year actually played a big part in the job that I have now. Another piece of advice I have is to try and become financially stable during college. College is a time when many of us might still be depending on loans or our families for financial support. However, I'm a big believer in having some money to manage on your own, even if you're not responsible for everything. Even just controlling your spending is going to be so, so helpful for when you leave college. For me, having a job and understanding the value of money made me realize what matters to me and what doesn't, when to spend and when to hold back. These habits have stayed with me even as I'm working full time. My last piece of advice, but certainly not the least, is to be brave. In college, I was always so shy to talk to people, especially going to such a big school. If you are in undergrad right now, I would say send that text, say hi to people, compliment that person's outfit, especially in COVID, you know, people have been so much to themselves. It never, never, ever hurts to reach out. And the worst thing that can happen is you never see that person again. Connections are made sometimes in the weirdest ways, and I always wish that I opened up more to the people around me. So that's all that I have for you today. Thank you guys all for listening. Keep in mind that these tips are just from my own personal experience, from my own personal reflections, and everyone's situation is different. In this pandemic, it can be hard to make the best of our undergraduate experience, but I encourage you to put yourself out there as much as possible and be the proud Muslim woman that you're meant to be. Thank you all and see you next week. Thank you for listening to another episode of Muslima Podcast. To stay updated, make sure to follow us on Instagram at muslima.podcast. And if you enjoy listening, make sure to leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much and see you next week.